I'm Tom.
I'm Jay.
Of Jay Dan, the Day Home Team at LPT Realty, weekly real estate podcast. All the info you need on the current state of the industry. What are we going with this week, Jay?
Last week, we dedicated the podcast to talking about mortgage rates and buyers and things like that. So I thought we would talk this time about, you know how I love seeing what experts, quote unquote experts, forecast for things. So the experts have made changes to their forecast for what they think pricing is going to look like on homes and increases in values in 2024. So let me give you what they estimated and what it's been changed to. So the last time we talked about these forecasts from the companies, it was back in November. And, you know, Goldman Sachs is one of them. Goldman Sachs was thinking that home values were going to see an increase of 1.9%. That was their estimate for 2024 when they made their, you know, their predictions in November. Now, as of March, they're now thinking that the home values will increase 5%. So they realize they may have underestimated what the home values are going to, the appreciation that's going to happen. The Mortgage Banker Associations went from 1.1% to 4.1%. Zillow went from 0.2% to 3.5%. Fannie Mae, 2.8% to 3.2%. Freddie Mac, 2.6% to 2.8%. And the National Association of Realtors went from 0.7 to 1.9. The gist of this, Tom, is, and I'm sure we go, if anyone's here wants to go back and listen to the podcast, we talked about this. I laughed at the numbers that they had in their original forecast and said, we're going to go way beyond those numbers. And now they've also made the adjustments of, hold on, these values are not going down. They are not going to just go up a slight amount, but we could potentially see a massive increase. And we saw, just think about the spike, and what I think what caused this for them was the rates. You know, we had some rates that hit that upper fives at the end of last year into January, and we saw a peak in sales. And when the peak in sales happens, we ended up seeing an increase in sales prices. So they realize, hey, if these interest rates end up dropping, these prices are going to continue to increase and increase to a point that can be a little more than we ever anticipated. So I looked at another thing from the National Association of Realtors, and just to give an idea, in 2023, because, you know, it always takes time for things to pass for them to be able to evaluate all the numbers. In 2023, 15% of the 221 metro areas had double-digit year-over-year price increases. So double-digit increase in percentage of values year-over-year. That's, I mean, that's massive. That's a huge number.
Let me ask you a question, layman's question. This news of all the increase of the values of these homes and the prices of these homes, is this great news or just news or good news for some people, bad news for some people?
So if you're a seller and, you know, it's good news because you're going to sell your home for more.
It's good news. Absolutely.
If you're a buyer, you're going to be paying a little more. But, you know, it's all boils down to exactly what we've talked about, that, you know, we can't predict anything that is truly going to happen. We can base things off of the past. Typically in an election year, things do get a little interesting. Like, it's not unusual that rates come down. We had that happen for a bit, and then the rates went back up. We're still nowhere near, you know, we're still in the early phases of getting close to the election. It'll be interesting. I just, you know, I want to see how it all shakes out. I don't even know what the expectation is. And I go back to it all the time, none of us could have ever expected or thought about what COVID would have done and how that shifted and changed the real estate industry and market completely.
That was crazy.
And we
were doing these on the phone.
Yeah.
It was lunacy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I forgot all about
yes,
that.
Yes. No,
yeah, that
I was, remember. I remember vividly.
I remember listening to the first one and I'm like, that audio sounds horrendous.
It sounds
I'm
horrendous. Like, yes. It's gotten a little bit better, but just not being together, that was horrible.
Yeah. We weren't. Well, and that was the funny thing. I guess I can say it now. And we couldn't be together in the studio because of all the, you know, companies had to be very careful and keep their employees safe.
Sure. Absolutely.
And then, you know, we would do a phone call of that, and then I would end up seeing you and show you houses.
So. I know. And it was during COVID. It was when we had to follow a lot of rules to go into these homes.
Oh, yeah,
it was not easy to show a home.
I'm like, Tom, you can't touch anything here. You need to use this hand sanitizer before.
No, that was great. That was great. You and I've done these for a long time, man.
Oh yeah. And I mean, funny thing too, is that's when I first met Andy, because Andy was coming to the station.
Sure.
And he was looking for places, and we don't do rentals, but with the relationship we have with the station, you know, he wanted to see some places. And I'll never forget the first time I met him. He walked up, and I'm like, okay, I shake his hand. I'm like, all right, but now I need you to use this hand sanitizer, because they're requiring that before we go in the house. I have to use it before I touch the doorknob. And he looked at me like, what in the world did I walk into? I'm like, Maryland is a little different than the South.
We're technically
in the South, but not really.
It ain't Mississippi.
Yeah.
It ain't the Delta South.
I was like, I'm sorry, buddy. You got to wear a mask. I'm like, it's not me. It's just, you know, we got to follow these protocols or I can get in trouble. So
I guess people they know that you and I have been close friends, not just business colleagues, for a long time. They must know that by now. We've been together for a long time. I mean, we love each other's families.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's funny, because every once in a while I still do get people that are like, do you really know Tom? And I'm like, and I tell everybody, I said, in the beginning, Tom did a lot of stuff. He did a lot of but honestly, these podcasts. And that's when we really started to get to know each other, when we're sitting in the studio for 45 minutes to an hour recording these podcasts. And then once you started to, you know, looking at houses and then helping your family with, you know, selling homes, and then we were around each other even more.
And when we were doing the podcast first time, we're there with no women around, so we got to know each other really well.
Yeah, well, and I'll never forget when you embarrassed me. I think I showed you a house on my birthday, and you guys all took me to
a Village Tavern, man.
And you sang, and I'm like, oh my God.
Happy birthday. Here's a bottle of gin, chocolate cake. Yeah, man, you were in.
And Tom's voice is beyond recognizable, so... Just picture him in a restaurant, singing, trying
to embarrass you.
Oh yeah,
leaning into it.
He did a hell of a job.
Yeah, we did a great job that day.
Tom was definitely, and that's when I just started laughing. But they were surprised, and I'm like, I don't care, it's my birthday, I'll show you a house. And they're like, well, we want to go out to lunch with you.
We became really good friends, and I saw the fact that you were a professional, the best realtor around. That was just a bonus. And you helped us buy a house. That was just a bonus with your friendship, man. I'm a lucky guy knowing you and Christina.
Same thing with us knowing you and Carol. I mean, it's interesting how things have evolved over the years. And you and I probably had no clue what this would have turned into. I'm sure you've done tons of different things over the years with different clients. And then, you know, it has really turned into, like you said, we know each other's family. We care about each other's family. My mom makes your cookies every year.
Every Christmas, man. The best ever.
And she'll call me and she goes, oh, the people, you know, she's retired now, but she'll be like, oh, the people at work told me that Tom was talking about my cookies on air.
Yeah. So, you know, she needs a little bit of pressure. Let's get that tin of cookies over here, or it ain't Christmas. Got the home of the week?
I do, buddy. Getting back to your neck of the woods, 12215 Old Frederick Road in Thurmont. This is listed for $750,000. It's a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, 9.8 acres. The house is just under 2,700 square feet above grade. There's a partially finished basement. The primary suite, which used to be able to be called a master suite, has vaulted ceilings, a wood-burning fireplace in your bedroom. Talk about, you know, ambiance. The master bathroom has heated flooring, a soaking tub, a spacious shower. The home also has two pellet stoves, one on the main level, one in the lower level. This place is an animal lover's dream. They've got two pole barns. They have split rail fencing. They have a run-in shed. And the photos that the owner sent me with the sunsets, he said, you know, these sunsets are just breathtaking. They're absolutely gorgeous from what he shared with me. Mountain views. And you have all of that, but you're still not too far off of 15 to get to things. Thurmont's a great place. I mean, you make the commute on a regular basis. It's a
love Thurmont.
So if you want to check it out, go to WFRE.com, look up Tom and Jay's Real Estate Podcast. If you like what you see, you can click schedule a showing, and one of our agents will give you a private tour. And thanks for tuning in.
I'm Tom.
I'm Jay.
Jay Day and the Day, home team at LPT Realty, weekly real estate podcast. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next Friday. Tell your friends all about it.